So what is up and new at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council?
Well, we're just gearing up for our big art exhibit that will happen up in Kennedy. So we're letting artists know what pieces they have in, and it looks like a really great show of a variety of work. It'll have about 125 pieces in it across two main areas, the city office building and the VFW. So we're pretty excited for that to be coming up, and we're getting ready to announce our Artist of the Year and our Arts Advocate of the Year. So that's always fun to see who can come out for those awards. And unfortunately, I can't say it over the radio today I'm still going to announce it to them, and I'd hate for them to find out on the radio.
Yeah. Any idea of the flavor of the artistic work going to be on display now in Kennedy? Can you give us a little bit of a hint or preview?
Sure. We have quite a bit of painting that was submitted from the adults in the area, so that'll be at the VFW.
Okay.
And mainly, a lot of great watercolor and acrylic painting. Kitson County is filled with artists, so it's fun to have the show up in their county, and they're putting artwork in, of course. And Bo Bakken, our first place winner from last year, is from Hallock, and Bo is going to show a painting, and his dad, Rocky, always is very active, so it's fun to have his work in the show also.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a good showing of photography, quite as many pieces as last year. A lot of the student work is a lot of drawing and some three-dimensional pieces, which is fun. So the city office building will have quite a bit of three-dimensional pieces in it, which will be fun to be able to check that out with the student work. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And that date again is April what?
Well, April 28th is the first day of the show. The artwork comes in on the 26th, so people can view the show up from the 28th of April between 10 and 6 o'clock until we have our artist reception, which will be on May 6th, Sunday, and that's a great time to come and just come to the artist reception, visit with the artists. That starts at 2 on Sunday afternoon, and the program goes for about an hour, hour and a half, and then the whole show wraps up. So the artwork won't be on display till 6 on May 6th, because the artist will take it after the reception.
Oh, okay. And again, that is on Saturday, April 28th, and it runs for what, a week?
Yep, runs for about a week, yeah.
All right, very good. And also on the agenda, we've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again, there's a big event coming up at the University of Minnesota Crookston.
Yes.
And tell us about that, if you would, Mara.
The university has their Cinco de Mayo, their festival in the spirit of, because it will occur in April on the 21st, Saturday, and they have a lot of different activities going on. They have a new dance instruction that'll happen for kids all day, off and on through the day, with different age groups. And then they have their normal performances, which are a dance group and a music group, and they have a dance later that evening for those that want to stay a little bit later. And they have their wonderful meal, which is served with authentic Mexican food in the cafeteria of the university. So that's a free meal for anyone that comes out to the university that evening to enjoy the festivities.
Okay, that's on Saturday, April 21st. This Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, this Saturday.
All
yep.
right, wonderful.
And there's another, there's a few things going on around our region over the weekend. They have, up in Roseau, they have a murder mystery theater going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, pockets of activity, it seems like, going on this weekend. So,
very good, yeah. And again, for more information about the Arts Council, what the Arts Council does in support of the fine arts in Northwest Minnesota, it might be financial support, logistics. There's a wide variety of ways to support the arts, and Mara's done this for a number of years. She's been the executive director now for how many years, Mara? Long time.
A long time.
A long time.
That's about 18 years,
that's
I suppose.
A long
yeah.
time. So she knows her stuff. And if you want more information about the Arts Council, what Mara does, and what's provided, there are two possibilities here. Well, three. You can stop on by the office in Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your address there in Warren, by the way, Mara?
It's 115 South Main. So we're just immediately south of the main intersection of Highway 1 and Highway 75 crossing. So,
all right. Right by the tracks there. And
right by the tracks.
Yeah, right by the tracks. You know when the train goes through town, don't you?
We do.
Yeah. And what's your contact telephone number there, Mara?
218-745-9111.
Okay.
And then our website is www.northwestminnesotaarts.com. artscouncil.org.